Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone.
Yawn again.
Yawning again, moving energy. Kim and Jill with one harmonic bowl.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's yawning, so I'll take over. Chilling. I got you back.
Wow. Yeah. Now my nose is itching. What is going on today?
Well, you know, it's election day here. It's usually a quieter election cycle in terms of, you know, how things go typically in the United States. But this one's getting a lot of attention, has been getting a lot of energy sent to it. And I was thinking, Kim, about an experience that I would like to share with people. And Kim has no idea about this, unlike other days. We have not talked about this or shared beforehand. So this is a surprise for her as well. But anyhow, I've shared, Kim, with you at times that I do like to read older books. I don't always read them, but they fascinate me. So if I come across a book, say, that was published in 1920, early 1900s or something, it just fascinates me to read something that's, you know, 100, 100 and some years old. And one, not too long ago, I was reading a book and it was talking about the political energy of the day. And as I was reading this book, there was a paragraph about it. As I read it, Kim, I was like having this like time warp thing, because the book was like 100 and some years old. And yet every single word about the political climate were the same words that were being used today.
Wow.
And wow. I'm not making it up. Yeah, it blew my mind and it changed me too. It changed me in terms of what I will agree to as the story, if you will, not only about the political environment, but any story, because over the years I have found that experience has resurfaced under other themes and topics where I'm reading something that is quite old and going, this is like today's energy.
Yeah, that is very odd to me to hear you say that, but I'm also getting,
okay, I'm going deep.
Tapping into basically universal energy at this point. Some people can call God. You take it how you need to take it, your spirit guides. Is they're showing me Earth and how everything is just a pattern. Everything comes back. It's literally, we are just, like everything actually stays the same. The perceptions of what you think you see and what you want to change are literally the exact same. Now they're showing me a whole bunch of other books. I'm getting pulled into like a huge old library. Very like the old books now. Wow, I'm getting lots of old books. And they're showing me books that talk about talk about like medicine and different herbs. And they're showing me putting them away. Those types of books, even the government books, like how things are run, like a structured format, structured plan. This, even schooling, this, like all that, they're showing me trying to like hide them almost. Hide them out of sight. And it's like the old, all of a sudden I wanted to say scriptures, but I'm not talking about Bible. I'm talking about the old knowledge that was there has always been very truthful. We went into like at this time zone of covering up the truth. And now the truth is coming back and it's being revealed. It's being shown to us like all over the place, like all these old ancient wisdom books, but they're really just the truth are literally coming back up to the surface to show us like this is how it's been. Until people are finally,
awakened to the truth
that is out there, and truth only within, can Earth actually change its trajectory.
That's deep. Mm-hmm. That is really cool. That is deep. That is not at all where I would have anticipated this conversation would go, but I'm enthralled by it. I think that that's fantastic.
Right.
And it's when we change our perception. And that's what that experience did for me with that book, which reading that paragraph. I mean, it's so detailed, Kim. I can go back to exactly where I was sitting when I was reading that book and the absolute details of the room I was in, you know, everything about it, because that's how profound of an experience it was. Because it really, it shook my belief in what I called truth.
Yeah.
Okay. But it didn't shake it where it scared me. It shook it where it was like, wow, how can this be? You know, like I could take this paragraph and put it out on Facebook and people would think that I just wrote that today and I would be plagiarizing it from a book that was published 120 years ago.
Yeah. That crazy.
Yeah. And that kind of perception shift.
Yeah.
It's thrilling.
And they've been, you know, say with the voting on the government, and they've been trying to tell us a different story. And I'm not picking on any particular sides here at all, okay?
No.
But it's like we've been being told a story for so long. But in reality, it's like they've been trying to make up the lies. They've been trying to make up, like, go look at this area. This is over here. But then when you go back, it's always been right in front of us the entire time. It's been the same. They've been trying to make it seem all like hype, this glam, this glory, and like trying to throw sprinkles on it. And you're like, it is what it is. This was back then already there. Like, why are you trying to make us look at something differently when it's the truth has always been right there?
Because that is the thing, is once we see the truth for ourselves, our entire worlds and what we're doing personally will shift and change. And then so does the greater world. And that is an absolute blessing, quite honestly. You can shift your perception. And like tangible takeaway for today is, you know, what story is someone telling you that you're believing? What story is someone else telling you? And you're going, yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. Rather than really going, okay, going deep inside and just asking, is that the truth? What's the vibration of it? Mm-hmm. And I do that with people. I just go, sometimes I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't need to agree with them. I don't need to disagree with them. I can just be in that space of, you know what? I don't know.
Yes. And that's a very beautiful space to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And then allows the doors to open up to give you answers. But if you want to agree to somebody else's story, their belief, you're almost closing out the doors.
So let's open some doors today.
Yeah. Wow. Who knew a book would go this far?
Who knew, right? Yeah. Well, thank you, Kim.
Ooh, thank you, Joe. Thank you, everyone.
So much energy moving on this one, Kim. Yep. Just yawn and a movement energy. I hope it does the same for all of our listeners. Thank you for tuning in. And until next time.